Thank you for tuning in. Happy to be live tonight on a holiday.
Happy to be live and alive.
All that, yep. And hopefully the rest of the week will be live and live. Tomorrow is it's only Tuesday. Doesn't it feel like normally?
I feel like we're working on the weekend right now.
I don't think so. No, I actually feel like it's like Wednesday already.
Oh no, it feels like Sunday to me or something.
Well, Sunday I was here. It was the first weekend you didn't do any radio.
Yep.
In a long time.
I know.
And I came out here and did 4 hours with my friend Ben Swig.
Good for you.
Yes, I did. I did my civil duty to make sure I entertained the folks, you know. I wasn't selfish, you know, and sat around the pool. Bunch of people.
It was so nice.
It was fun.
So was nice. It?
I was like, I was in the pool for like an hour by myself. What was
really?
Just like watching me play like I was a kid. I was like, watch me do a backflip.
Did you get all pruny?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't care.
She almost busted her ass so bad.
Uh-huh.
She was trying to look cool. She was like in the hot tub. And she's like, oh, I'll just get out the cool way instead of going around and then getting into the entrance of the pool.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I'll just like get out and then like jump in the pool.
Ooh.
And there was like some sort of like scum, you know, slippery scum
yeah.
on the rock. And she goes, here I go.
What if she would have busted her head wide open and drowned?
I was praying for it.
Yeah.
I was like, I hope this dies. Please die, bitch.
No.
Then we could have made a meme, and it's like my plans, and then I've been like a jacuzzi, and then 2020, just a bloody rock.
Yeah. Worth it.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
God, we're
that'd
a moron.
Be good.
Oh, I love it. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We got What the Hell News for you.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
Yeah, baby. These are the stories that seem fake, but they're not fake. They real. We bring them to you. We throw it around the room. We all do our favorite ones for you. And we will start with old Slippery Rock herself, Anna Hummel.
Well, I got a story about pee-pee.
Sorry?
Pee-pee.
Like your vagina?
No.
Oh.
Like urine.
When you say it like a kid, you know.
Pee-pee.
Okay.
It says here, on the moon, astronaut pee-pee
yeah.
will be a hot commodity.
Huh?
They're going to be needing their urine to build stuff.
Okay, what? So they're going to the moon?
Yes, it says if astronauts are going to spend weeks at a time on the moon, they're going to have to figure out how to live off the land. It's too expensive to ship everything from Earth, which means they'll have to get creative with the limited resources on the lunar surface.
I did hear Trump say, like yesterday, we're going to the moon.
Exactly. Space Force, baby.
Soon.
Moon dirt is a great building material, and there's water in the form of ice at the South Pole that can be turned into rocket fuel. But the hottest commodity of them all comes from astronauts' pee-pee.
So they're going to have to drink a lot of water so they can make a lot of pee-pee?
Yeah. It says here, if you combine it, I guess, with the moon dirt, you can build things like landing pads, habitats, and other structures.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So you just got to play with your pee-pee.
Yeah, pee-pee.
And pee on the moon dirt, and then I guess it turns into, like, I don't know, Play-Doh or something, and you can make stuff, like a home.
I used to have this thing, and I haven't done it in a long time. I've grown up a little, but for a long, long time, when I would get drunk, I would always just pee in public. And very lucky I never got caught.
In your pants?
No, like I whip it out. And a lot of times it was in the front yard of wherever I lived. So probably the last six residences, I just pee in front yard when
nice.
I get home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you kind of hope you got caught? Was
no.
it like a fetish or
no.
something?
No, I just had to pee that bad.
Mm-hmm.
To where I'd just get out and pee.
Yeah, sure.
Have you,
yeah.
Do you ever, do boys ever sit down to pee?
Yeah, sometimes.
You do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well...
Like, you're just so tired, you're just like,
It's cleaner.
Let's go tuck it in there.
It must be so demoralizing when you sit and you have to, like, tuck it in the bowl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you think you got a poo coming and you're like, oh, man, I got to take a steamer.
Yep.
And then you sit down and just pee comes out.
All the time.
No dookie.
I do it. I'll do it. I'll pee real big and then fart. And then I'm like, I think we're good here, guys. I'll give her a nice wipe ski just to be sure.
Ew.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. It is a lot more sanitary, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I don't know why, but all of a sudden it just jets to the left.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just pee on the floor. I don't know why.
Question mark.
Are you get a hair in the firing zone?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question. I have a question. So if you are on the toilet and you are taking a numero dos.
Yeah.
And then if it's like piling up, do you have to like take your pee-pee out? So it doesn't touch.
Wait, what the hell did you just say? I totally.
What do you think we're working with here? What do you think? You think we're porn stars? It's just hanging out in the water, like an anaconda and an Amazonian.
Just to be safe. Maybe you got a lot of.
How much poop do you think?
I don't know.
All right, look. There's an issue, either to the positive or the negative, right? Yeah. Either you got a really good thing working there. Or you got way too much poop, and you're about to suffer from like dysentery or something. Like you're just—I
don't know. I think you would be a little worried, you know, in case there's some grazing of.
I will say this:
fecal matter on your little dingling.
Little? That's weird.
I meant L-I-L, like little.
Oh, like a rapper. I will say this: I haven't really had an issue with my
penis
in the water or in the doo doo.
Okay.
But his friends, the boys.
Your balls.
Yeah.
Your balls.
As you get older, they.
How low are yours?
It matters what day it is, what the weather is.
You know, Will's greatest fear, he told me last night, is testicular tethering.
Torsion.
What is it called?
Testicular torsion.
Yeah, where they twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, I'm going to look up pictures.
Don't.
Oh, don't. Well,
testicular
torsion.
It's bad. Oh, it's the first thing that comes up.
Of course it does. It is my worst nightmare. And I was
a guy sitting at a coffee table, and he's so upset.
Of course he is.
Like,
I twisted my nuts. God damn it.
I was telling Anna, too, like, if that happened, like, back in the... Well, we started talking about just, like, normal things now that are easily treatable.
Yeah.
And then, but if you, like, broke your leg in 1740...
You die.
You'd be like, well, we gotta kill you because you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? But now they could just, like, patch you up. Same thing with, like, if you had testicular torsion, you'd be like, oh, my God, this hurts. Maybe like, we can put leeches on it.
Yeah,
but,
we can play tetherball with it, see if we can knock it back right.
So is it just they wrap around each other so much that that's the problem?
Just get tangled up.
Oh, kind of like tubes. Kind of like the cord for my headphones here. It's constantly tangled.
Mm, like your balls?
No, my balls don't have that. Mm. But they do hang lower than they used to.
Oh,
so if I do have like a big, like if I'm having a low ball day in conjunction with a big poop.
You got a bad case of the gombies?
Right. Then I will have to cradle them a little bit, you know, like take a hand and like make sure I pull them up.
Don't you think they should have? I mean, I'm sure they do have like compression underwear, but don't they? You think they should have like little bras for your balls?
A little ball bra?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bra's ear for a balls ear.
Well, that's what your underwear
really
are.
Says it all about testicular torsion. It's just a mother holding her son's hand while he cries.
Yeah. It's okay, sweetheart.
No,
mama,
it's not.
Mama!
My balls!
I'm gonna twist it, mama! I'm in pain!
Twist my balls, mama!
You want mommy to fix it?
Let me untwist your balls.
Let me fix it. You should see what I do with your daddy's balls. I'm so good. I'm so good with balls. Oh, are you sure, mama? Yes.
She's actually just talking to him like that. That's why he's crying. It's not even his balls.
Let me go get a spatula, some duct tape, and some aloe vera. I'll be right back. No,
oh,
mama!
No.
Oh, my balls! Yeah. No.
Ew.
I will say this. The worst time it's ever happened to me.
You've had it?
Oh, God.
No. I'm talking about the balls and poop.
Oh, okay.
I was in a public restroom. Letting her rip. Had a very loose movement. And I didn't even notice. but they had to have been in there for a few minutes. They were just marinating. Yeah, I had them in a brine. Yeah. And then when I was starting to wrap things up is when I noticed. I went, oh, no, right? And I'm in I can't just jump in the shower. I'm in a public restroom. So I'm taking, like, toilet paper and trying to clean them off. And I finally had to just
wait, are you in a single-person stall, or are you, like, just in the bathroom where it's open and you're washing your balls?
The next part of the story would be way better if it was in, like, general pop, right? Yeah. But it wasn't. It was in a single shot.
Oh, okay.
But I had to take and put them in the sink and give them a bath because I had poop on them.
Jesus.
Poop all over my balls.
To get some sort of, like, surgery.
No. Things. Dude, that was a very rare. Like, right now, they're fine. I could swing them around any toilet right now, and we're good.
Really? Is there any sort of, like, cosmetic procedure to, like a bowl
like
lift?
Like a tightening?
Like a bowl lift, yeah.
I'm sure you could probably have anything lifted.
Yeah, just in case, you know, if it was getting in the way of everything.
No, it's not an issue. This only happened a couple times.
I mean, it's got to be an issue, Johnny. You're not getting any younger. And, true. You know, they're dropping. They're getting lower. Yeah.
I do sit on them from time to time.
A testicle lift, it's called.
Oh, nice.
A testy lift. I like that.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Maybe I'll have them lifted way up high, like put them up by my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called scrotoplasty.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I guess if you had a real issue with it, though. Like, I don't have an issue.
You don't have an issue? You just give your balls a bath.
That was one time.
All right, well.
It was really gross.
Do you have any? This is the ideal candidate, Johnny. Do you have excess or stretched skin around the scrotum?
Everybody has stretched skin around the scrotum.
Check that off. Do you have any pain or discomfort in the scrotum during physical activities?
He doesn't do physical activity.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, mark
but
that off.
But he probably would if he did.
Correct.
So let's check that off.
Well, they're not like hindering my physical activity. That's really it's a life choice.
Do you have a lowered confidence or self-consciousness about the size of your scrotum?
He has no confidence.
I think we could check that box off, honestly. Yeah, that's 3 for 3.
I think it's the rest of my body that's bothering me.
Are you in good overall health? I would say so. You have perfect blood pressure.
It's true.
So, yes, that's
four. I am a little bit heavier than I'm used to being because of the coronavirus. Yeah.
Do you have realistic goals and expectations?
No, I have no expectations.
I don't know. I think you're a great candidate for the scrotoplasty. I think you should look into it.
Now that you show me the way.
It's only 30 minutes to 1 hour. And it's
not
just
bad.
Under local anesthesia. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I got brand new tucked up young man balls again.
Only $4,200.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Dude, I was going to get a boob job, but now.
No, man.
A bull job.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you're sitting in the waiting room and there's like a hot girl with like tiny, tiny boobies?
Oh, that's me.
Yep. And you're sitting next to each other and she's like, so what are you in here for? Like, I'm just getting a little work done. What are you in here for? Yeah, same. And then you come out together and you see her big old jugs. She sees your sweet, sweet, tight, tucked up balls.
Ew.
God, and you fall in love. Oh, my God. There's pictures?
Oh, my
what
God.
What is that?
Oh, no. No knives around them.
Look at, don't you want your scrotum? To
hold
look
on,
like
bro. Oh go back God. To that picture.
You look like a little boy.
Hold on. Go back to the picture. There's a problem in this picture, and it's not the balls.
What? Don't shame him for his penis.
Yeah, I am going to. Because it looks like a...
It looks cold in there.
It looks like a peanut.
It's cold in there.
I don't care.
He looks like a girl with balls.
I don't care. Dude, if I was a doctor, and I came in with that, I'd be like, we got to do more than the balls
today.
Looks
like he doesn't even have balls.
I know. Oh, man. Why is this on your computer?
Looks like he just has one big old nut.
Oh, God.
This is bad. Oh, God.
Don't Google scrotoplasty.
Don't do it with images.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Is there not one man with a big penis that has ball problems? This is incredible. Tiniest ding dongs I've ever seen. I haven't seen a lot of ding dongs.
You can tell this is an Asian guy.
Why?
Because look at the hair.
It looks like a wonton.
Like a crab rangoon.
My God.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
Why is it pointing directly at me?
That looks like...
He can't even hang.
I'm going to be honest with you. Now that I've Googled this, I feel a lot better about
it. Dude, my wiener is
the
best.
I want to see that photo. Wait, a little to the right? Right,
oh,
right,
no.
Right.
And then, no, you know, man. You
know,
no.
No,
no. No.
One more over?
You know what that
yes.
looks like?
What is that? What is that?
Oh, God, no.
What is that?
It's a bilateral giant inguinoscrotal hernia.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Wow.
I don't want to be
why
here.
Why does he have a cable coming out of his...
We should have done best of. This is so bad.
Looks like a USB cord.
All these.
All right, enough of this. I think you should get the procedure.
Yes.
Johnny.
No.
Get a bull job.
I can't.
Get a bull job.
I can't. You saw the prerequisite. You have to have the tiniest penis you've ever seen in your life.
It didn't say that.
Check mark for you.
No, friend.
Roasted.
No.
See, sucker.
Idiot.
I'm no John Holmes, but I am not what I saw in those pictures. Yeah. The one guy, it looked like somebody took a chicken McNugget and just glued it to the front of a Ken doll. He had no pubic hair. It was the scariest, dumbest looking thing I've ever seen
that
in my life.
That was a child.